In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ told us, "Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God." Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us that purgatory is a final purification, that all those who die in the grace and friendship of God, but imperfectly purified, must undergo in order to reach heaven. It is true that our Lord Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins, but it depends on us working day by day, through our effort and behaviors, to maintain that price that He paid for us. We can succeed in having a clean and pure heart with the help of His grace through prayer and sacraments. These daily works, or daily effort, is what we know as conversion. Accepting God as our Lord and Savior does not automatically give us a clean and pure heart. So, what happens if we die at the beginning of our conversion process, or in the middle of our conversion process? Or what happens if a great sinner repents of his sins and accepts our Lord at the last moment of his life? Purgatory is a reflection, like a mirror, of the mercy of God, but also of His justice. God will not be God if He is not merciful and just. If nothing impure can enter the kingdom of heaven, what would happen to all those who die in the friendship of God, but with an imperfectly purified heart? The mercy of God allows that final purification of our soul, and this is done in the spiritual state known as purgatory. So after that spiritual state, we can enter heaven, but without failing to fulfill what is just to God, which is that nothing impure enters the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.